Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A traffic stop by Will County Sheriff's deputies yielded a couple of guns, and one of them was in a most unlikely place. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
The Will County Sheriff's Office says a car was pulled over for speeding around I-57 and Manhattan Moni Road Sunday morning. Deputies say the car had a strong odor of marijuana, so the car was searched. The deputies found a stolen AR-15 in the trunk and a 9mm handgun in the front drawer of a child booster seat. There was a three-year-old in the seat. The AR-15 had been reported stolen from a police vehicle in southern Illinois. The 24-year-old driver, Nicole Horton, was arrested. The three-year-old is in the care of DCFS. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A mother and two sons from Chicago, as well as the boy's Australian-born father, are listed among the missing following this week's volcano eruption in New Zealand. The Tribune says Martin and Barbara Hollander, along with their two teenagers, were touring the island when the volcano exploded Monday, sending steam and ash 12,000 feet into the air. Six people have been confirmed dead so far, and eight more are believed to have died. At least 30 people are hospitalized. The Joliet City Council is voting early next month on a plan for a new water supply after the city's Environmental Commission recommended a pricey option.
The leading contender is a pipeline from Lake Michigan to Joliet, along with a treatment plant at a cost of $1 billion. It would triple water bills in 10 years, but it would give the city control. The next option would save on water bills, buying water from Chicago. Two others, the Herald News reports, have little interest, drawing water from the Kankakee or Illinois rivers. Joliet has been considering options for 2 years after the state found the current groundwater system will not meet the city's needs in 10 years. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A fire on the south side last night left a woman dead and two other people injured. Shortly after 10, officers responded to an apartment building in the 8900 block of South Justine. A 27-year-old woman was found dead inside one of the units. A man and a woman, both 57 years old, were hospitalized. The woman is in critical condition. A man was injured in Round Lake Beach last week while snowmobiling on dry ground.
It was late Friday night, about 10:30, when Round Lake Beach police were called to an area near a park where a 52-year-old man had been hurt in a snowmobile accident. The man reportedly had been on the snowmobile and he hit tree branches and injured his face. Minor injuries, according to police. A Round Lake Beach police officer told the Lake County News Sun, snowmobile accidents are very rare in Round Lake Beach, even more rare when there is no snow on the ground. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Recently installed surveillance cameras helped save a woman's life in Michigan City.
The woman was walking alone on the pier to the Michigan City Lighthouse and climbed down a ladder to walk along the rocks closer to the water, but she became trapped by high waves and was unable to climb back. Fortunately, LaPorte County 911 operators spotted the woman on recently installed Washington Park Beach surveillance cameras and summoned help, and the woman was pulled to safety uninjured. Fire officials say the woman could have easily lost her life were it not for the rescue effort. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Now it's time for Watchdog Wednesday with the Better Government Association. David Greising is joining us, president and CEO of the BGA. David, let's begin with some settlements that are being debated in the city council. Bring us the latest on this. Not necessarily consensus on these particular settlements.
No, these police settlements are very controversial, in part because of the the horrible record that the city has had with settling police misdeeds. Last year in 2018, the amount paid out was more than double the amount that had been budgeted, almost triple, really. $142 million is what was paid out. The debate this week is about $3.6 million worth of settlements, three different cases. This is politically fractious because, first of all, the individual cases, there's debate about one of the instances in particular. One of the aldermen called the victim, the person who died in police custody, a coked out gangbanger. But Mayor Lori Lightfoot has talked about the need to reduce settlements. She is appointing a chief risk officer so that over time, these huge settlements aren't paid out. Nearly $150 million last year. That's a lot of money.
And the city pays that all out, right? There's no sort of insurance or anything. That just comes out of the city coffers?
No, in fact, the city in the past has had to borrow in order to cover these settlements, so it adds to the city's very heavy debt burden when this happens.
Well, Mayor, another story. Mayor is losing an aide here, it appears, and there's been some controversy because she doesn't live in the city.
No, she lives in Wilnette. Her name is Lisa Schneider-Fabes. She was a consultant to Lori Lightfoot's campaign, and when the mayor brought her in as part of her administration, there was a pushback because Ms. Fabes lives in Wilmette. The mayor fixed that by putting her at World Business Chicago, which is a public-private entity, and people who work there can live anywhere they want. The city inspector general began looking into this, and now Ms. Schneider-Fabes is just going to leave city service altogether. The mayor's spokespeople are saying, oh, well, this was the timing. This was the timing all along. We don't know. She's worked on the city budget, and she's worked on, put a lot of time in, apparently, based on her visits to the mayor's office, put a lot of time into preparing for the mayor's State of the City address, which set the table for her big budget speech.
That's David Greising. Thanks for being with us on Watchdog Wednesday.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.